Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. The Lord encouraged Jeremiah and promised that it would be well with the remnant of God. During Jeremiah's afflictions and persecutions, he said, "Woe is me," Jeremiah 15:10 and 11 here. "Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth." In other words, everyone hates me. They're all against me. Why? Because Jeremiah was shining the light of the Lord. He had answered the call of God to be in fellowship with the Lord and to do the call of God on his life. And let me tell you, every person that God calls and saves has a calling. And I want to ask you this, friend: are you fulfilling the calling God put on your life? You will give answer to the Lord when you stand before Him. He made you and He owns you. He owns every soul, that includes you, by reason of His creation of every soul. Ezekiel 18:4, "All souls are mine." Revelation 4:11 says, "All things were created for His pleasure." You were created for His pleasure. Are you answering the call? Are you walking in the role that He called you to walk in? If you're a man, if you're a woman, are you answering the call of God on your life to serve Him? Not to become popular, that's not God's will, but to serve Him and to do what He called you to do. If you're a watchman, then you can really relate with Jeremiah and many of the prophets and the patriarchs who suffered greatly, and the apostle at the hands of the enemy, working through unregenerate, rebellious, and religious, especially men. And that's what he's suffering right here. His own nation, that's the people of Israel that was supposed to be God's people, are attacking him greatly. And the Lord right here in the midst says, "The Lord said, verily," or "truly, it shall be well with thy remnant." God is going to take care of his remnant. "Verily, I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction." That a little bit something different, fully, if you will, to the remnant of God in that day. To us, it means it's going to be well. We're going to be in the new Jerusalem with the Lord. There's not going to be any more tears or pain or anything negative ever again when we're with the Lord. Now, let's talk a little bit about what happens between now and that time that we're with the Lord. Jesus taught us that it is impossible but that offenses should come or will come, but woe unto him, the man through whom they come. Luke chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. There's going to be a great dividing in the end between the goats and the sheep. The goats being on his left hand and the sheep who are going to experience eternal joy on his right hand. I love Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33, I believe it is. "The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just." We see the contrast in the future of not only now, but especially eternally, the blessing upon the righteous and the absolute cursing and anguish and misery that's coming upon all who die outside of a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Look at Isaiah 66:14 with me, friend. It says, "And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies." Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 14. Now let's look into the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So he's talking about the gift of God. That has to do with the calling, executing the calling of God. And remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, no, but power and love and of a sound mind. If God be for for you, who can be against you? The scripture tells us. Verse 8, but be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker, listen close, be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God. You see, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And you, my friend, are to be partaker of those afflictions that come in association with doing the will of God. And then in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul says, thou therefore, my son, he's talking to Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You see, grace is divine enablement, operational power, even the influence of God, the divine influence of God upon our hearts, not only initially to save us, but all the way to the end, till we're with Him. So thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let me stop to say, it's important to get a biblical revelation of grace. We've got some encouraging articles, if you will, on the website safeguardyoursoul.com under the category of grace that might greatly benefit you, friend, as a believer. So we're to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. Continue to teach the word of God, in other words, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore, he tells Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Hallelujah. So don't be entangled with the things of this life. Don't try to go back to fishing. You're called to be a watchman of the Lord. You're called. Don't leave your post. No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life. Why? That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully or according to the rules. So if you strive to be well-pleasing and completely pleasing to the Lord, and in the end hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, and to be crowned by the Lord, you must strive lawfully or according to the rules of the scriptures, how God has laid them out and his calling on your life. We've been in 2 Timothy 1:2, and now let's go to 3. Chapter 3, the Apostle Paul speaks about a persecution and afflictions. Verse 11, in the midst of a gainsaying generation of those who have a mere form of godliness, but they deny the power and the reign of Christ, they're the ones that are going to be persecuting you. So let's start in verse 10 of 2 Timothy 3. We're taking a little bit of a quick tour of 2 Timothy in this particular subject of afflictions and how God is going to preserve his remnant all the way to the end, even those who continue with him. Verse 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Notice long-suffering. He suffered much. Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. Out of them all the Lord delivered me. And God's going to deliver you and I as we cling to Him in obedience to Him and obey His calling and undergo great persecution. I love Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, many, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Psalm 34:19. And God's going to deliver you, my friend. Notice verse 12, 2 Timothy 3. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's a promise from the Lord. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Persecution. Verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned in the midst of these persecutors and persecutions, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And let's move to chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, where we also once again see the word afflictions appear. Looks like afflictions appear three times in the book of 2 Timothy, which is only four chapters long. Verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Notice, watch thou in all things. Stay on your watch, stay on your post, continue to do the things God's called you to do no matter what, no matter who turns away from the truth as you preach the word. The time is coming, in this context he's speaking of, the time is coming when they are not going to endure sound doctrine, just like they didn't in the day of Jeremiah, as we've looked into the 15th chapter in another message called Footmen and Horses, which I encourage you to listen to. Footmen and Horses. They're going to not endure. Friend, that's the hour we live in. They're not enduring sound doctrine. They want to go to every seeker-friendly church that has littered the countryside or the highways and byways in modern America, but they don't want to come to a meeting where the Word of God is going to be preached in its raw form, their hearts circumcised. They don't want to endure sound doctrine or hold themselves accountable to sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, they're going to heap to themselves, and they are doing that in this last hour, they're going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want to turn on the success teacher who calls himself a pastor and will never teach on the absolute necessity of personal holiness, denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus, knowing Jesus and all the essentials of the uniqueness of the Son of God. They don't want to deal with these kind of things. They don't want to deal with repentance and hell and sin and things like that. They want to cut those things out. So they don't want to hear that kind of stuff. So they're going to go listen to Joel Osteen or Rick Warren or one of these other wolves and continue to soothe themselves in their sin and prepare themselves for eternal damnation, not knowing that that's what they're doing. Also in chapter 4, we see in a particular some of the afflictions that Paul suffered. Before we leave this book of 2 Timothy in this short message, verse 10, but for Demas, 2 Timothy 4:10, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed into Thessalonica. So Demas forsook him. Some people are going to forsake you, friend. People that once served the Lord, they're going to forsake you. Perhaps some of those you thought were really close to the Lord. Notice also in verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith, Paul says, did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. In other words, may his reaping come upon him. And then he says, of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it not be laid to the charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known. Verse 18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is going to be with you, though all men forsake you at times, or you may just feel that way. Remember, God is with you, and if God be for you, who can be against you? He will never leave or forsake his true remnant. Even though the Demases in our lives may forsake us, and all men, as Paul said, forsook him at this point, God is still going to stand with you. It's going to be well. Verily, it shall be well with thy remnant. Jeremiah 15:11. Verily, or truly, this is what the Lord said. The Lord said, verily, it shall be well with thy remnant. It's not only going to be well here, it's going to be well and beyond well for all eternity. Hallelujah. So be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, friend. You're going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. When people seem like not many are wanting to endure sound doctrine, you're going to have to endure the affliction of the religious or those who think they're saved that attack you and persecute you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. It's going to be well with the remnant of the Lord. His saints are going to be and are in good hands with him. Let's look at a few other verses on afflictions as we close here. Psalm 132:1, be a song of degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. Notice all his afflictions. As you read through the book of Psalms, you're going to see a myriad of ways and afflictions that David suffered. Amazing. And how he encouraged himself in the Lord, and how he sought the Lord, and how he prayed in those times and through those things that he suffered, including the attacks of Saul and Absalom, etc., including the things that he had brought infliction upon his own soul and self by his own sin and his repentance in Psalm chapter 51 and Psalm 32, etc. Amazing. The book of Psalms is absolutely beyond amazing. 2 Corinthians, another true servant of the Lord. example, the Apostle Paul says, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much of patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in other words, lacking even the necessities of life, and in distresses. Paul has several resumes in 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, I believe 11 and 12, those three chapters, where he gives a whole list of things that he suffered, the afflictions of the gospel. 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. We're appointed to afflictions, friend. But be still and know that he is God. He hasn't forgotten you. He's always going to be with you. And though all men forsake you, as it was the case in Paul's case in 2 Timothy 4, God is going to stand with you, and he's going to be with you in those times of suffering and even loneliness, etc. The Lord is going to stand with you and strengthen you and enable you to continue to do what he's called you to do. Well, we've already read that. Hebrews 10:32, but call to remembrance. Hebrews 10:32 and 33, but call to remembrance the former days before you were saved, in which after you were illuminated, talking about the early days of when the Lord saved you, when you were a young Christian, but call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you were saved, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Wow, you endured a great. Some of us got saved out of false religions. I know I did. And there were great afflictions and persecutions from the family, etc. So verse 33, partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches, and here it is again, afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. In other words, you were with the body of Christ who also suffered. That's your family. Jesus said your family is specifically those that hear the word of God and keep it, not your natural blood relatives so much as those who hear the word of God and keep it. Jesus made that clear in his teachings, that your family and his family are those that hear God's word and keep the word of God. They love the Lord and they obey him at all costs. That's the true remnant that God promises throughout it. Scripture, including in Jeremiah 15:11, that it's going to be well with thy remnant. Verily, it shall be well with thy remnant. Hallelujah. One more verse, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. The scripture speaks of Satan who walketh about seeking whom he may devour in verse 8. And then he says in verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, you're not alone. Every Christian, every true remnant disciple is going to suffer great afflictions and persecution, but God is going to bring us through them all. Remember, friend, again, Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. One more time, Jeremiah 15:11, verily or truly, it shall be well with thy remnant. God bless you, friend, and may he grant you and I the grace, the divine enablement to endure to the end and worship of him and in staying on our post and obeying what he's called us to do all the way to the end. May he find our hand on the plow of exactly what he called us to do when he returns soon. God bless you, friend. SafeguardYourSoul.com.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering mentoring disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.